This is Jane Ross of the 7th grade boys and girls speech class, May 1949. The Raggedy Man by James Whitcomb Riley. Oh, the Raggedy Man, he works for Pa, and he's the goodest man ever you saw. He comes to our house every day and waters the horses and feeds them hay. And he opens the shed, and we always laugh when he dries out our little wobbly half. And then, if our hard girl says he can, he milks the cow for Elizabeth Ann. Ain't he an awful good Raggedy Man? Raggedy, Raggedy, Raggedy Man. Why, the Raggedy Man, he is so good he splits the chimney and chops the wood. And then he stays in our garden, too, and does most things as boys can't do. He plumbed clean up in our big tree and took the apple down for me. Another, too, for Elizabeth Ann. Another, too, for the Raggedy Man. Ain't he an awful kind Raggedy Man? Raggedy, Raggedy, Raggedy Man. And the Raggedy Man, he knows most rhymes and tells them, if I be good sometimes. Knows about giants and griffins and elves, and the squishy can squeeze that swallows their cells. And right by the pump in our pasture lot, he showed me the hole at the once it's got. That lives way deep in the ground and can turn into me, Elizabeth Ann. Ain't he a funny old Raggedy Man? Raggedy, Raggedy, Raggedy Man. The Raggedy Man, one time when he was making a little bow and oi for me, says,
when you're big like your pa is, are you going to keep a fine store like his and be a rich merchant and wear fine clothes? Or what are you going to be? Goodness knows.
And then he laughed at Elizabeth Ann, and I said, I'm going to be a Raggedy Man. I'm going to be a nice Raggedy Man. Raggedy, Raggedy, Raggedy Man.